Next, this is a supplemental report. I want it dated 1/24/12. It will go to the two lines now. Disability Evaluation Unit, 1800 30th Street, Bakersfield, California, 93301. And across the top on the other side is SISC, all four capitalized letters, SISC 1, the capital letter, or the, yeah, 1, workers' compensation, P.O. Box 1847, Bakersfield, California, 93303-1847. On that, put attention, Patricia Beard, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Beard, B-E-A-R-D, comma, claims examiner 3, like the Roman numeral 3. On that, put employee, highlight this employee, Landy Sanchez, employer, Kern County Superintendent of Schools, DOI, date of injury is 08/24/2012, claim number 201-300-5556. That's 201-300-5556. And then put requested supplemental report. Requested supplemental report. Period. Dear disability evaluator, I've been requested to review supplemental medical records and submit a supplemental report on the above named patient with the period. The original examination was done November. The original panel qualified medical examination was performed November 29, 2012, and report was dictated on December 4, 2012. Period. I will review the medical records that I was given and make a medical determination as to their relevancy to this injury. A period. New paragraph. Medical records were reviewed from a Dr. Jeffrey Bacon, B-A-C-O-N, comma D-O, and a Dr. Dr. Jex, J-E-X. Dr. Craig Jex, C-R-A-I-G, Jex, comma, D-P-M, a period. There were multiple medical records from Dr. Bacon's office, a period. The only medical record that was relevant to the patient was dated 8/22/2012, a period. At that time, the patient was complaining of an aching pain in her left ankle and foot and was requesting an injection, period. That time, the diagnosis was a foot pain, and an injection was given into the ankle with Depomedrol, period. Did not say specifically where the injection was other than the left ankle, period. The medical record, new paragraph, the medical record reviewed from Dr. Jex's office was dated September 17, 2012, a period. At that time, the patient presented to Dr. Jex complaining of pain in the left foot over the last 3 months, period. She had denied any specific injury, but the reports at that time said she had persistent pain, over the medial left arch, a period. On examination, the patient had pain over the medial left navicular, period. Radiographs apparently showed a hairline fracture over the navicular tuberosity, period. The ultrasound was negative for any changes to the posterior tubal tendon, but there apparently was a accessory navicular was imaged, period. The diagnosis was a minimally displaced hairline type navicular tuberosity fracture on the left foot and a possible symptomatic type 1 accessory navicular on the left foot, period. Patient was instructed to limit her activities, told to ice and elevate, and was dispensed a short cam walker, period. She was to follow up in 3 weeks, a period. No follow-up was done by Dr. Jex, and the patient at that time was then seen through the workers' compensation system, a period. New paragraph. I would like to note that I did make an allusion. That I did allude, A-L-L-U-D-E, allude to this examination by Dr. Jex in the review of medical records by the patient on the review of medical records in the original report, comma, page 5, a period. A new paragraph. Causation. Make that in bold. It is still with reasonable medical degree of probability that I believe the incident on 8/24/12 was caused the claimant's injury to her left foot. Period. Therefore, I still believe the injury is. I believe the injury is an AOE / COE. Period. New paragraph. The findings on the visit by Dr. Jex in September were after the apparent injury the patient sustained in apparent injury the excuse me were after the injury the patient sustained on August 24th. Period. Therefore, while she may have had symptoms before, there was no evidence that there was any injury to the foot before the time the patient was examined by Dr. Jex in September. Period. Therefore, there is no change in the status of AOE / COE, period. New paragraph, future medical treatment. Once again, I believe the recommendations on my report of December 4, 2012, comma, page 7, stand as to future medical treatment, period. I also feel that once the patient has this appropriate treatment, that as in my discussion on the previous report, that the problem will resolve and will not result in any permanent disability or accommodation or work restriction, and there will be no permanent impairment. Period. That, however, cannot be determined until the patient has gone through the proper care to continue to treat the problem. And at what point she will then be declared permanent stationary and maximally medically improved. Period. New paragraph. This completes my supplemental report based on the medical records I reviewed and the implications of that to the previous recommendations on future medical treatment impairment and. Future medical treatment and impairment, period. Put the usual suspects paragraph at the end. Thank you very much. All the usual workers' comp things. Thank you. End of dictation at this time. Thank you.